Setting out from there, Jesus went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. Crowds gathered to him again, and as he was accustomed, he once more began to teach them. Some Pharisees came up to Jesus, testing him, and began questioning him whether it was lawful for a man to divorce his wife. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send his wife away." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God created them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate." And in the house, the disciples again began questioning him about this. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And she herself divorces her husband and marries another man, she is committing adultery." They were bringing children to him so that he would touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them as he was setting out on a journey. A man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do so that I may inherit eternal life?" But Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. The commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth." Looking at him, Jesus showed love to him and said to him, "Go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But he was deeply dismayed by these words, and he went away
was one who owned much property.
Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
The disciples were amazed at his words.
But Jesus responded again and said to them, children, how hard it is
to enter the kingdom of God.
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they were even more astonished and said to him, then who can be saved?
Looking at them, Jesus said, with people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God.
Peter began to say to him, behold, we have left everything and have followed you. Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecution.
They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking on ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were fearful. And again he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, and spit on him, and flog him, and kill him. And 3 days later he will rise from the dead. James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, saying to him, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you.
And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant that we may sit one on your right and one on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, we are able. And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you shall drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. But to sit on my right or on my left, calling them to himself, Jesus said to them, you know
Then they came to Jericho, and later as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a beggar who was blind named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then he was sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So they called the man who was blind, saying to him, take courage, stand up, he is calling for you. And throw it off his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus.